Aotearoa governments, current and former, have broken human rights promises when it comes to housing and health. That's what from a new report by Motu Research, which has outlined multiple failings of the government to meet internationally agreed standards for living. Earlier, I spoke to Motu Research analyst Livy Mitchell. She told me the country is facing a human rights crisis.
Out of the 12 housing outcomes that we look at, 8 of them have not improved over time. And actually, there are 5 housing outcomes that are actually getting worse over time. In terms of health, in terms of the 23 different health outcomes we look at, we find that 14 have also failed to improve over time. The first area that needs the most urgent attention is our homelessness issue. So we're seeing more and more people are living without basic shelter and housing. This is a minimum standard for the right to housing. It is really sad to see that this is a growing problem, and it has been a problem for a long time. Not only that, but we're also seeing more people living in unhealthy homes. So we're seeing more damp and mould coming through in our housing market, which can lead to other health issues. That's a major aspect of failure for the right to housing. In terms of the right to health, we see that a large number of people are consistently missing out on doctors and dentist appointments, either because there are not enough resources or it costs too much. And if people can't get this basic level of healthcare, that will also lead to more long-term issues. Human rights aren't just aspirations that the government needs to be aiming for, but in fact, the New Zealand government and previous New Zealand governments have signed up to international human rights treaties. They've expressed this promise on an international stage that everyone deserves the right to housing and the right to healthcare and protection. So what our report is highlighting is that we need the government to take human rights more seriously in alliance with their promise that they've made on the international stage. So we're not just in a housing crisis or a health crisis, but this is a human rights crisis.
You've also identified some serious structural and direct discrimination, especially with that disparity between Māori and non-Māori. Can you just provide some examples of this?
Particularly for housing, the current housing market makes it particularly hard for Māori and Pacific people to afford their homes, whether that's rent or mortgage payments as a percentage of their weekly paycheck, but also home ownership rates. We see some clear ethnic disparities that have existed in Aotearoa for a long time. In terms of health, we're particularly seeing any non-European children or disabled children, they're more likely to live in impoverished conditions, which makes the right to health care and protection harder for these people. And these disparities have existed for a long time. That's a violation of the promise to ensure that human rights are enjoyed by all people.
What needs to be done to address these problems? I mean, there's a myriad of different layers of this issue, but I guess in the short term, what can be done to address them?
What we're highlighting in our report is that the government just needs to move faster because these are really big violations of human rights promises. So what we're trying to highlight is A, that human rights are promises that the New Zealand government has made, and B, it's time to hold them to account.
As you say, it is a human rights violation. Can people complain to the Human Rights Commission?
Yes, the New Zealand Human Rights Commission are definitely open to receiving feedback for sure, and we are providing that first step for our people.
And that was Livy Mitchell from Motu Research. It is 12:45.